Got it pulled up.
What's up, everybody? We're back again. It's episode 251 of the Dad Bod Golf Pod. It's yes. Kyle and Ben. We're ready to tell some stories, have some scenarios, and just have a lot of fun. So happy Thursday. Let's get this thing rolling. Tonight's episode is brought to you by Bet Online, the number one sports betting website in the whole entire galaxy. It's a fact. Sign up today. Use coupon code BLEAV, BLEAV. Get a 50% welcome bonus. Give them $100. They're going to give you 50 back to play with. Stacking on basketball every single night. I mean, you're going to have at least 10 games between the college and between college and NBA stacks. Every single night that you can play on. Online casino, tons of stuff you can do. Bet online, it's where the game starts. So
yes,
Ben, happy Thursday. How you feeling? You ready to go?
I gotta be honest with you, man. I don't feel great.
Uh-oh.
And the reason being is I have had more food in the last 48 hours than I care to comment on.
Oh, I've eaten like a complete asshole for about a week now.
I did today. Today, okay, so today I'll just go ahead and tell the story real quick, which, by the way, we need to do a show from the podcast center inside of Heyday Market because nobody uses it. Oh,
I've seen it. It's pretty sweet.
Nobody uses it. I thought Chef Mark gave us a tour today. And so, like a dumbass, we show up at Heyday Market. They're one of our clients. We go and we get our own plates. Chef Mark comes up and he goes, "What are y'all doing? Like, you don't need to get your own plates." He was like, "Here, I'm going to get something from everywhere and bring it over here to the table and let y'all try it." So we literally ate something from every single place in the Heyday Market today. And I have not been able to eat anything since. I don't want to see food for another week. It was all delicious. That's the bad part. I brought some home. And that's how much we had left over. Like,
what's the deal with the podcast studio? You just rent it and go in there and produce a show?
I guess they want people to rent it, or they thought some people would probably try to use it. But I asked him, I said, "Well, who's been in this thing?" He goes, "Nobody." And I was like, "Well, we need to change that."
Yeah, we need to check on that.
Yeah. So yeah, we need to do it from down there one day. They got plugins and all that kind of stuff. I am curious, because they tried to do it kind of like a radio studio where they put some foam up, but there's like a crack in the door. I wonder how loud it gets while you're in there, if you can hear people on the outside. I'd be curious to see, because that would be my only concern if we did it and we could hear every word that got said out in the market area. But still, we need to do that. It looked like a cool thing. So, did that, and I'm still freaking miserable from eating that food. I overdid it, and I'm going to do it again at Christmas, so it's just going to get worse.
Well, buck up. It's time to have some fun. So,
yes.
Because the weather sucks. Absolute. You know what? It's terrible. It's getting cold. It's going to get cold. It's going to be rain on the ground. That means it's not going to be dry until like March. It's just going to be nasty for
all right. You've got a total good idea to how to plot out the course to be able to have people still be able to drive out in the fairways. You just need to get with a club pro and get that taken care of, bub.
It may be so saturated that a rain plan won't work. It may be.
Now he's walking it back.
No, I mean, it's bad. It's bad. I mean, I didn't say it can't happen, but it may be bad. It may be so bad that it just won't drain. But
yeah,
no. So I teased this story on the last show, and I was going to go ahead and share it, and then we'll get into some scenarios. Just because we've talked about this before, and I've always wanted to do it, and it was a humbling experience. And the funniest thing is, I don't think she realized that I was in my mind. It was match play, so I didn't ever let her.
I can promise you, she did not realize that whatsoever. No,
I didn't let her in on that. But when we teed it up, so a couple weeks ago, I played with Blaine, friend of the show, and a friend of his. That's a younger college player, and we played the front nine from the new tee boxes all the way at the back. Played my nuts off, hit some really good drives. I got my driver working again.
She played from back there too.
She did not. And then a member of the women's golf team joined us on the third hole. She was playing by herself. She was in with us, and Blaine invited her to play with us. So we played, and then I talked to her. She had her own cart. I had my own cart. Right when we made the turn, I was like, "Hey, let's get them in a game. Let's take them on. Let's get them in a game. I'll get some strokes. I like it." Nine holes. She's like, "Yeah, let's do it." Well, Blaine, if he doesn't eat on the correct schedule, like every single day, he like can't function right. So he's like, "Hey, we just realized it's our time to, you know, we got to have lunch now. So they're like, we're going to go order food and then we're going to play, but we don't have enough time after that. So we're probably only going to get to play like five more holes. So if y'all can wait, you can. If not, go ahead. So I was like, crap, I want to play 18 holes. I just played really good on the front. So I looked at her and she's like, let's go. Let's just go ahead and go. So we went and played. And then instead of playing from the back, I played from the tee boxes where she played. And I was like, okay, here's where I want to see. We're going to get to see everything. Like, I'll be able to hit shot. I'm going to be able to see how far she hits it compared to me. And I'm going to grind it out. So in nine holes, I think I was one or two over. Mm-hmm. Played pretty good. She beat me 3-2. She just absolutely destroyed me. I had a couple of putts that I could have cut into it and given her a run, but she birdied one. I bogeyed one. She birdied one. Which was 10. Basically, yep. I mean, I had the only birdie I had, she had it to birdie two. So I had to birdie to tie her.
So you never had the lead at all?
Never one time. Never had the lead. No, it was 3-2, but I'll tell you this, I think I did win on 18. So if you get to count that the last hole, so technically I only lost by two shots.
No, it was already over by then. You couldn't win on 18. It was 3-2. Y'all were only playing nine hole match.
Yeah, but man, it's just
fairways. It was over at seven, Kyle. When you guys walked off the green at seven,
I know, but I was trying to chip into the I was trying to chip into the lead there at the end. But no, it was a humbling experience. I said the only like positive takeaway is that she didn't hit it further than me. So that made me feel at least a little bit better that I could hit it. You know.
She would have hit it further than me probably though, right?
Y'all probably do hit it similar distance. You might be a little bit, maybe a little bit longer. But she never, I mean, never missed a fairway. She got up and down from just outrageous places. Like I had her, what I thought, pinned on two consecutive holes. I thought I had her. I was like, all right, here we go. I'm three down. Here we go. Boom, boom. I'll be right back in it. And I got a par five coming up. She got up and down from like a 30-yard bunker shot.
Mm-hmm.
She got up and down on a cross the green, deep bunker shot. It's just back-breaking. So,
did you tell her about your hole in one?
I did. We got to the hole, and I was like, let's see if I can go back to back. I did not go back to back.
Did you even hit the green this time?
I did. I hit the green. I actually hit another really good shot on that hole.
Okay.
To about, I don't know, 20 feet or so. And I didn't make the putt. And she obviously parred it because she pars everything. I think she shot two runs. I think she shot at least two or three under in nine holes. So.
Wow.
And then she played good on the front too. And I watched her. I bet she shot 67, 68.
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Yeah, and like, awesome. And she even said, she's like, and I'm not even like, I didn't even play in a lot of the, like, I'm not even like one of the, you know, top.
She's not one of the front four or front five
on the team. Yeah. I was like, geez. She's like, we have some girls that could hit it just about as far as you. They can pump it out there. And I was like, no, I can't. I can't have that.
I will say that was a humbling experience. She lives locally. She's a builder and developer and real estate agent. Diana Ramage played golf at Auburn. And when she worked with me at one of the other radio stations, she was one of the sales ladies there after she just had gotten off tour because she tried to get on tour for a little bit and it didn't quite work out. So she got off and trying to figure out what she was doing. Well, it was great because she was literally the only person in the building that played golf besides me. So whenever we had scrambles for tournaments and stuff like that, or whenever we had to take clients to play golf, she was the go-to.
Yeah.
And even though she was out of the game and had not picked up clubs in like over a year from coming off tour, she would go out there and she would dial up a 68, 69 because she would get to play from the women's tees in these tournaments and she just by herself. And here's why I wondered if this particular player hit it as far as I did, because Diana outdrove me. And that was back when I was like in my early 30s and actually hit it a little bit further. Yeah. Like I hit it a little bit further and had a little more strength, and she probably hit it as far as you in her prime. Like when she played, she probably hit it as far as you. And just imagine being able, Okay, so most of the tournaments we played were either RTJ or Moores Mill at that time when she worked with me. Imagine playing.
Just ate them up.
Imagine playing from the women's tees at Moores Mill. That's already a short course. Imagine playing from the front tee box at Moores Mill.
Hitting it.
I mean, there were most
that far.
Yeah, most holes she couldn't even hit a driver. Most holes she was hitting like 5 wood into the green off the tee, which is just amazing. So, yeah, these ladies, people don't. It started the conversation last pod. As Kyle and I were talking about it, because I told him that I watched the QBE shootout and Nelly and Lexi were pumping it out there as far as – and I told my dad because we were watching it, and I said, well, you know, they probably get to play some up tees. Oh, no, they were hitting the same tee balls as all the men that were out there on the QBE shootout. So they were out-driving. Nelly outdrove her partner the entire freaking time.
Who was her partner? You remember?
One of them was McAnally. I think that was Nelly's, was McAnally. And Lexi's was forgotten whose Lexi's was. She outdrove him a few times too. I mean,
Lexi,
he would get
can
out
pump
there.
It.
Yeah, she can. And Nelly can too. I didn't realize with that slow, smooth swing just how far she hits it. But she's like 6'1", 6'2". So she's got a little bit of, she's got that long, beautiful swing. And yeah, they were pumping it out there with the dudes. So yeah, people don't take for granted when you see these ladies on these LPGA tour players. You just heard Kyle say that he had a college player that's not a starter just drop a 68 on him at his home course. So,
yeah, she beat me 3-2 in 9 holes,
which meant she would have beat me like 6-5, probably. She'd have had to give me a bunch of strokes.
Hey, dude, have you noticed they updated the PGA Tour app?
Yes, they have.
It looks pretty good.
It looks great. I will say when I got ready to find a tournament the other day, it took a little while to load. Now, that could have been the Red Level Alabama internet. That may not have been the app, but I was trying to find some things on there from the DP World Tour because you do the drop down and you can do PGA, DP, LPGA, whatever. And so that took a bit to load, but it's still, I like the way it looks. I like the interface of it.
Yeah, looks good. Looks good. I was trying to look up some of that stuff from the QB.
You know what? They probably heard out our bitching. So they were like,
yeah, they've already, yeah, exactly. That's exactly what I was getting to. So, but they've already flipped over to the PNC leaderboard. So the PNC is this weekend. We're going to see Jack Charlie.
Charlie's got to move back tee boxes.
Does he? He's only 1 year older.
Got released today. He's going to be back there hitting from this. I don't think it's fair. He's hitting from the same area that John Jr. is. John Jr. is not playing from the pro tee boxes, but he's hitting from the same tee boxes as John
Jr.
Why
would John Jr. not play? He's on the college.
I know. He's
college
on the college. They're doing it like per age or something, but that's what.
He's 19.
One of the pods that we like, the foreplay pod, they released it. That was one of the things that they released that he had, according to. I don't know.
John Jr. and Charlie have to hit from the same tee box.
Yeah, I don't think that's fair at all.
That's dumb.
I think it's dumb too. John Jr. is a collegiate golfer for the University of Arkansas and pumps it out there 300 plus.
They say Charlie can get it touched 300 now.
He can, but still, it's got to be based on age. That's not his fault. That's like in those tournaments he plays in, you and I were laughing, where he's like 150 yards ahead of all the other kids. That's not his fault that he's still 14. People need to keep that in mind.
Yeah, that's true.
He didn't need to be playing with a 20-year-old out there.
Yeah.
So
I hope he outdrives him. That'd be great.
I do too. That would be absolutely awesome.
So that should
I guarantee you hit it straighter than him.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So that's going to be great TV. I can't wait. That was probably the highlight of the year last year for me. I mean, that was an unbelievable finish because they were in it and were dueling the dailies down the stretch. So
yeah,
that was great TV. So enjoy that this weekend. Here's something else you can enjoy this weekend. You can enjoy it anytime. That's Swanee's. Anything you get. I got a quarter zip pullover right now. It's a little brisk outside. Check them out. Use coupon code DadBodGolfPod-25. Take 25% off your next order. They've released some new hoodies. They got some new colors in an original hoodie, and they got a whole brand new hoodie with like 4 colors, tons of pullovers, all kind of stuff, hats, everything you can possibly imagine. You got to check these guys out. They're in Moon Golf. They got the Swanee stuff in Moon Golf now.
Oh, it is. Finally, right. It had not arrived on the day that I went. She said it was on its way.
Yeah, so Moon Golf in Auburn now carries Swanee. So we're looking forward. I mean, they had all the new, some of the polos I hadn't seen yet. So they had some stuff in there, I think, that maybe either had just hit the site or may not even, you know, be out yet. So they're making moves. So get on the train.
On the site, they have partnered with a bag company where the, some I of their designs that. Are going to go they're on bags. So you, they're actually letting you right now, you can vote if you go to their website, which design, because they're only going to start with going with one, and it's the Legends design.
Yeah.
With, you know, Tiger and Jack, that shirt that you and I have.
Tiger, Jack, it's got the umbrella. It looks the bear. It's
that design, and then the other one is
like a floral.
Yeah.
Like sort of a floral print. And look, they both look spectacular. They both look,
I don't know why they have to choose. I think they should just do both
do
prints.
Both. Just do half. Do half and half. But yeah, so check them out. Save big. Swannies.co. It's where, oh, Life's a Party dress for it.
It's where the Life's a Party dress for it starts.
There you go. All right, Ben and I have three fun scenarios that we want to go through. I mean, we kind of were late on Wednesday, so we're just going to go.
She had a Christmas party.
Would you rather Thursday? So here we go. The first one. You ready, Ben?
Yeah, I didn't know which one you were going to start with. So yeah, whichever one.
I'm going to drop you randomly.
Okay.
In a pro sporting event. Okay.
Okay.
You got the whole whole country. Just it could be, you know, an Olympic game. It could just be like World Series, NBA, mm-hmm. World Cup, whatever. Okay. You got your team, you got your country on your back. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Hopes and dreams on the line. Which athletic feat would you feel most comfortable attempting with all this on the line? Okay. I'm going to give you four mm-hmm. options.
Okay.
You got a free throw.
Yep.
Okay. You got a penalty kick in soccer. Mm. You got a 25-yard field goal. And then you got a 6-foot putt. What do you take?
See, that's the thing, is there's a couple of options here. Number one, let me go ahead and throw this out there, because we've already done the thing where we had to hit like 10 putts from like 5 feet, and I couldn't do it. So I'm not taking the 6-foot putt, because even though I love thinking that I can putt pretty well, I'm looking at the path of least resistance here. And I got to thinking about it. Number one, I kicked by default in high school.
Were I'm you side, taking, side saddle or toe?
I was a soccer. I was a side.
Really? Okay. Yeah. That's
and
impressive.
So, but I will say at that time, that show that's dating me, we could, you know, that was when they would snap it and you could sit it on a tee. I didn't have to kick it off the ground.
Yeah.
So am I kicking off the ground, or am I able to use the tee on the 25?
We'll say you can use the block. You can use the block.
So you can use the blocks. I got that. But then when I watch soccer, and Kyle, if you've ever stood on a soccer field, I didn't play soccer. That's a big ass goal, man.
Oh.
I mean, do I think I can get it by somebody? You know what I mean?
I'm just gonna go ahead and say it. Penalty kicks aren't hard. How about that? That's what I'm just gonna go. I'm gonna go.
Because listen, I shot 90% plus from the free throw line, and I still don't like my chances compared to a friggin' penalty kick. That if they stick some slender soccer dude in front of him, I'm like, I think I can get it by him.
Yeah. Oh, I'm taking.
I think I gotta go penalty kick.
The 6-foot putt would be tempting, but like, when you watch penalty kickoff, like when they get to a tiebreaker and they got to kick penalty kicks, it's like if the first team to get one save wins, because they score every time. It's not hard.
Yeah.
You got like a running start.
And the goal
start.
Is just guessing. The goal is just guessing. Like,
and
you,
the damn
see,
goal,
just...
the damn goal is 20 yards wide. Like, just pick a side and drill it. I mean, I take the penalty kick.
It's like 10 foot high and 20 yards wide. It's literally the size of the end of a basketball goal.
How are soccer matches not like 27 to 25? Like, that goal is so big. Like, how do they not score? I don't get it. And then you got hockey.
Every person that's listening to us right now that plays soccer is like, you dumbasses.
I don't care. Well, hockey, the goal is smaller than the goalie, and it's like 5-3 or 6-5. I mean, like, they score all the time. And that's
and he's got all this wide padding. He's got all this wide padding to stop it too.
And you're on skates with a stick. Like, you're just kicking a ball in a 20-foot and a 20-yard wide goal. Like, how I don't get it. I don't get it.
I got a buddy that's listening to this right now. He played college soccer. He is cussing us. I guarantee you he's cussing us.
I don't care.
He always would tell me, he was like, he'd always say, soccer athletes are the best athletes. I'm like, dude, your scores are 1-0. You're not the best athletes. That's not how that happens.
I can't stand watching a game, and I don't know if a player had a good game or a bad game. Like, you can't tell. Like, how you know what I mean? Like, I can't tell if you had a good game or not because the score was 1-0. Like, what? Like, what? How do I know it happened? I don't know how that got on the tangent of soccer is just shitty. I don't know. But I'm just saying, I take the penalty kick. I think I could hit the penalty kick way more times,
yes,
way easier than I could the 6-foot putt, hands down.
Yes.
But you're thinking the same thing.
Because when this scenario got thrown out, I'm sitting there going, dude, that goal is like the width of a basketball floor. And as tall as a basketball goal. I think it's like 8 feet. I don't think it's 10 feet, but still, that's tall.
Yes.
And I mean, because you got guys that are 6'4" that are goalies, and they still, you can see there's like that much room between them and the top of the post. Like, I'm taking the penalty because he's gonna guess. So I get a chance to him to just guess wrong. I mean, it's literally the odds are in your favor.
And hey, I tell you what, even if he guesses right, still got a pretty good shot. You still got a pretty good shot.
We apologize to all the soccer enthusiasts that are listening to this, but I got to tell you, out of those four scenarios, if you also don't say that you take the penalty kick, you're lying.
Lying to yourself.
You are flat out lying. And I can tell you, those of you that are going, I'll take the 6-foot putt easy. Kyle and I have done this drill. I'm telling you, it is not as easy as you think it is.
No, it's not even remotely close. That was good. That's funny that we zeroed in on the exact same one. All right, so scenario number two.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to pop out of the sky, and I'm going to give you $5,000, okay? I'm going to write cash, like open the briefcase, cash, okay? One catch. Somewhere I want to narrow this down. I want to make this harder, okay? We're not going to say somewhere around the world. We're going to say someone in your town. You don't know. You have no idea who it could be. Someone in your town is going to wake up, and their golf clubs are going to be gone. Mm. You're going to get $5,000, but somebody in your town, if you take it, somebody in your town, when they wake up the same morning, all their golf clubs, everything's gone.
I think you're going to be shocked at my answer.
What's that?
Because I don't know that you know this. I've had two sets of clubs stolen.
Really?
Where literally I've woke up and the clubs were gone. Not woke up. Okay, first scenario was I'm cutting grass in my backyard at the very first house that I bought, and I left the garage open, and somebody literally walked in my garage, grabbed my clubs, and left while I was cutting grass in the backyard. At first, I thought it was a joke, but they never showed back up. So I had to legit file a police report that somebody broke into my house and stole something.
Wow.
The second scenario, to this day, I still think that there's a drunk guy somewhere that took my clubs and doesn't realize it, because it was after the Bo Jackson tournament out at RTJ. All those clubs are sitting there, and they took mine of all clubs. And this is when my buddy Nathan had just gotten a brand new set of Mizuno irons sitting right next to me. So his clubs are probably, with bag, driver, and everything, probably $2,000 worth of clubs, and they took mine. I think a drunk guy left the tournament and just grabbed the wrong bag and stuck it in his trunk and went home and never saw me. But still, I had to replace my clubs. So I really don't like...
You should have just sat there and waited until everybody left and then just got the last bag. I did.
Scott Gumberg at the time, he said, instead of you waiting here, we'll just wait and see what clubs are left, and we'll try to contact that guy and tell him he's got your clubs and we got his. And that didn't happen. He got mine and his, I guess.
Oh,
Yeah, that never happened. So,
wow.
So with that said, because I'm telling you, I've thought about that. Would I wish that on anybody else? Because it was a hell of a note. It was really bad. It was a lot of paperwork and everything else.
Did your insurance cover it?
But that's the thing, is I'm taking the $5,000 because homeowner's insurance got me a brand new set of clubs.
No, man, that deductible will eat that up now.
I'm taking the $5,000 because you can get new clubs if you claim theft of property. As a matter of fact, it even helped out with the insurance. I'm sure that the insurance company, State Farm, was probably like, bro, you had two sets of clubs stolen. Are you serious? Like, what is going on here? But I'm taking the $5,000 because I hate – your initial thought, if it's your clubs that disappear, you wake up and you walk out to your truck and they're not there anymore, your initial thought, you're going to be pissed. I can tell you right now, I can tell you all the emotion that you're going to go through. You're going to be so pissed. And as soon as you contact your insurance agent and they tell you what all you can do as far as getting that back, You're going to be so happy because you're going to have the nicest set of clubs out of all your friends but, and the nicest bag.
Nah, because see, my deductible is 1%. Like, it's 1% now. So I can't, I mean, that ain't, the deductible outweighs the amount of the clubs.
Oh, wow.
So.
Yeah,
they don't have that anymore. Like they used to, you could used to be able to have like $100 deductibles and $200 deductibles.
I think mine was at the time. I think mine was $500. So
it, yeah, that's it, if that's the case, you're golden. Like you could fudge around and get you some pretty good clubs and eat that deductible up. Now,
yeah, because the way they replaced them is he said, what you do is you go get me an estimate. So I went at the time. There were no other golf stores in town except for Indian Pines, Kevin Pettit. I said, this is what I'm looking to get. So he had to write out on a sheet of paper what everything would cost. I had to take it to the insurance agent, and they basically stroke me a check for that.
Yeah, but I don't think it's that way anymore, bud.
Well, that sucks. I'm still $5,000 richer. The hell with them.
Oh, man.
It's happened to me before already twice.
Gosh, I play with too many people. Like, I have too many. Here's what I would do. This is what I would do. I would take the $5,000, okay? I would take
Gosh, I play with too many people. I'm taking the $5,000.
Here's the idea. Here's the caveat. I would take the $5,000, okay? But if one of my friends were to be like, God damn, y'all ain't going to believe this. I woke up this morning and my clubs were gone. I'd split it with them.
You go, that's on me. I got you.
That's my bad. You're $2,500. I couldn't resist. You could go fix you. You could get you a pretty. No, you could. I mean, you could get a pretty good set for $2,500. I would easily.
Oh yeah.
I would easily. Yeah. That's my caveat. I would take it, and I'd be like this for a few weeks, and then if one of my buddies like, man, y'all ain't gonna believe this. I would really like to play Friday, but I woke up this morning, my clothes were gone. You would have to tell them, you're like, well, that's on me. So I'm sorry. Here's $2,500. Let's go to Moon Golf and get you a new set.
Yeah, let's go. We'll get you fitted and everything, Bob. Let's go. Let's go get you a new set.
Hey, but if it's some dude you don't know.
Yeah, it sucks for him. Sucks. Better hope his deductible's a lot lower than what you're saying.
Better
yours
hope
is.
You don't have that 1%, bro. Are you gonna be a sad, sad dude?
Oh,
We're terrible. We're terrible.
That's a great scenario though, because the fact that when I saw it, I was like, oh my gosh, I've had two sets stolen. I was like, goodness. I was more pissed. The first set that got stolen, I actually wasn't that pissed about because they were getting old anyway. I was like getting ready to get a new set when the first set got stolen. But the second set, I had literally just put into play probably 2 months prior. So I was pissed when the second set got stolen.
Yeah, I bet. I mean, I have like nightmares that my clubs get stolen. There's like not a lot of
I've only played in like one scramble week, maybe two or three scrambles week. If you will notice when a scramble's over, you ever notice I go put my clubs in my truck?
I've never thought about it until just now. You know what I'm thinking I might do? I might need to go take out like a rider on my homeowner policy. Not legit. I'm just thinking about that. If something were to happen, I'm telling you, I got 1% deductible, so I get that.
Well, now, there also is an insurance policy that I have that will cover it now. It's called a small articles policy.
That's what I'm saying. Like a little rider, like a little separate type of.
Dude, it's like $8 a month.
Hey, like, this may be a life thing we just helped everybody with. Like, what's your deductible of your homeowner insurance?
Yep.
Okay. Is it 1%? Because you know what? That may not be enough. That may be so much that it outweighs the cost of replacing golf clubs. Like if you want to get your golf clubs, you got to check that deductible. Let's just go ahead. I mean, this is life changing stuff right here.
Yeah.
We could have made an impact on something.
Yeah, you could. Cause you know what? That little smaller articles policy, cause I have it for my wife's jewelry, is like $8 a month.
Yeah. I mean, it's cheap.
You're spending $8.
I may get it and then go burn my clubs
and file a police report.
Yeah. You ain't gonna believe this. Lightning. It's crazy. Just melted right down. No, that's good stuff. That's good stuff.
So we're both $5,000 richer in the
hell. Yeah, we both are.
The poor soul that we're both greedy bastards.
I at least have I have the friend clause.
Yeah, you do have the right. You notice I didn't put that in there. No. If they weren't smart, we just gave them the idea of getting the small articles policy. So if you don't get that, that's on you.
You know what? I'm going to, after this podcast launches, I'm going to say, If I'm going to say, I'm going to give it 5 days for you, a good chance to listen to it. And then I'm taking that 5,000 and it's on you. How about that? It's all on you.
Yep.
Oh, like man. All right. Last scenario. This is a fun. I kind of just made this one up off the top of my head just because it's starting to get colder. So, and this is sort of torturous. I feel like this is sort of torturous. So, you have to choose an either or. You can't get out of it. Okay. Mm-hmm. Some of the worst golf pain that can happen to you on the course, on the range, mm-hmm. whatever. You got to have one of these has to happen to you. There's no way to spin out of it. There's no way to bend out of it. Mm-hmm. I'm not even going to say spin out of it. I'm just going to say there's no way to bend your way out of it. It's got to happen. Okay.
Yep.
Number one, super cold. We're talking sub 50. Right off of the blade, I mean, blade, electric shock blade all the way through your body early in the round. Just the nastiest blade that you can have. Or the old putter to the ankle bone when you're like.
I added to it. I said putter or wedge. That's what I put on my.
Putter or wedge to the ankle knob bone. Okay. Mm-hmm. That happens, and that can put you on the ground. That's put me on the ground before. I've broken the skin before.
Oh, wow.
When you're not paying attention, you let it swing down and pop. And the worst one to me is the inside ankle. Outside ankle, for whatever reason, I feel like there's not a lot of nerve endings. If you get that inside ankle, it'll jar your soul. It'll take you down. So, Ben, what do you take? You take the frozen blade, or do you take wedge putter to the ankle?
You know, this happened when I played with you last time. The last time we played, it was not warm yet when we teed off. It was we were still in our pullovers. Now, we ended up in short sleeves before it was all said and done with. It wasn't freezing cold. It wasn't below 50, but it was like 61, something like that, 60 degrees, something like that. And I don't know if you remember, but my shot in the green on number one was that thin 9-iron. Like, it jarred. I stung for the next two holes. Like, my hand stung for the – but – man, something about those ankles. I think I got to take the thin, because every time I've hit my ankle, it literally hurts for like 5-6 holes.
Yeah.
And
you get the longer.
Yeah. And it doesn't matter. I don't know. You must not have the nerve endings I do, because it doesn't matter if it's inside or outside. Now, the worst thing I've ever seen happen was a guy that walked out of the bunker and he went to hit his shoe to knock the dirt off. And he completely missed the shoe.
Oh no.
And he broke the skin, and I don't know if he ended up having stitches or not, but he literally was like Kurt Schilling. Like, his sock was wet with blood by the time we got done playing. And I was like, bro, that guy's not gonna. And I didn't know him. It was a guy we got paired up with. And so I felt so bad. I honestly at one
did
point
he try to play like, it off did he try to play it off
be yeah cool, he or... tried to act like everything, and then like three holes later I looked down and see blood. I was like, man, do you need to call it a day? Like, do you need
a transfusion?
do you need to go? Like, don't take your shoe off. Like, I'm afraid like blood is just gonna spill.
Yeah, it's
out
holding it in there. Like, the shoe is all the shoe is actually keeping you from bleeding out.
Like, you're squishing when you walk. Like, I can hear you. And I felt so bad. So I haven't had it that bad. And it was one of those things where he was like trying to be all pissed because he bladed like his bunker shot, and then he like goes to knock off his cleats and his spikes, and he caught it so square.
Well, attitude got him.
Yes. Oh, attitude. I can promise he's never done it again. I can guarantee you that's never
happened. I don't know. He might. If he's gone that if he swung so hard that he knocked his ankle off, he might. Yeah. I don't know. He may have had some attitude issues, but.
So yeah, I still though, even because like you said, even the putter, like just accidentally hitting that outside bone hurts, or if you you get ready to like sit you're like putting your wedge down, it catches you. I gotta take the blade, because that's gonna, my arms will tingle for about the next two holes and I'm good. But that ankle, that thing, we could get to 9 and it could still be throbbing after 1. You know what I mean?
Here's my thing. Okay. If it happens early in the round, it becomes a psychological thing. If you skull one early in the round, it becomes a psychological thing, because now you're like, if that happens again, I could pass out. Like, I don't know if I can handle another one. Like, that was that bad. So now you're thinking about it every time you put an iron in your hand.
Yeah.
It's awful, especially if it's cold, man. Like you your fingers go numb. Like it's awful. Yeah. I honestly think I would take one to the ankle. I really do, because after that first one, every time you put an iron in your hand, you're fearing what could happen. You're like, because seriously, I could throw up. If it happens again, I could throw up. It's that bad. So I think
see,
I'm.
Just and I bladed that night, and I didn't think anything of it when we teed off of the next hole. It just
on the ankle though is a freak accident. It's not it's not something like that you caused. In other words, like it's not something that. More than likely, it's not gonna happen more than once in a round. You know what I mean? Like you're like, damn, that hurt. Let me try to avoid, swinging the putt. I'm gonna watch my putter. You can't avoid swinging an iron at a ball.
No,
like
you got
can't
a good
do
point
it.
There. Yeah.
So when you pop it, when you get struck by lightning that first time, and then you go that next shot, you go pull the iron out again. You're like, oh my god, if this happens again, I mean, I'll black out. Like what?
That kind of stuff does bother you. Like it does.
Yes.
Like Kyle goes Obi-Wan Kenobi even on driver. If he goes like just dead right 95 yards, it's in his head on the next tee.
Oh.
I don't know. I have the ability to just have a short memory. That's probably because of my intelligence level. I'm just like, it's behind me. I'm over. I don't think about it again.
Yeah. I can't let it go.
I could see that. I could see where this would bother you. See, yeah. I'm totally
like shame, man.
I'd be thinking about my. See, that doesn't bother me either. It does some people. You know who I'm talking about.
Yeah.
He'll remain nameless, but you know who I'm talking about. It gets in his head, and that's what I get so mad when a buddy of ours plays with us, and he'll tell him he'll be like, "I hope the old Shanks don't come back." I'm like, "What are you doing?
Why
like, don't
do that?
Do that. Don't
that's
do
mean.
That."
That's not friendship.
That is not friendship.
Oh man, so good.
You got a good. That's a good point though. I guess it's your mentality, because that's me. Is I'm thinking I don't want to still be limping four holes later. But you're like, you know what? I can rub some dirt on it. I'll be good. I don't want to have that mental image of blading an iron again.
Yeah, I don't want to blade it and fear that pain again. That would be all.
How can you catch it thin out of the fairway and it hurts so bad? But boy, when you catch that wedge thin out of a bunker and hit it 300 yards, that's the most solid shot you've ever hit in your life.
You're like, man, let me go join the long drive. Like what? Yeah. Like it doesn't even affect you whatsoever. That's a really good point. That's a really good point. I have no idea. Maybe something about the impact of the sand and whatnot, it kind of makes it.
I guess I don't. I've noticed that though. I've bladed plenty of sand shots trying to get too cute with it or something. It's never hurt.
Never. And it carries.
Like I told you when we played the other day, that 9-iron, that still affected me when we got to 3. That was on 1, and my standing on the tee box on 3, I could still feel my hands tingling.
Oh, yeah.
So
it's awful. It's the worst.
We need to ask a pro that. We need to ask, you know, we need to ask like Blaine or Andrew or Grace or somebody, like, hey, how can we thin
when you skull
wedge?
One out of a bunker?
Yeah. How come
if you're swinging pretty hard?
Oh, yeah, because you hit the damn ball 200 yards with a wedge.
Yeah, you belly it up and it goes 200. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good stuff. That's good stuff.
Great scenarios. I thought it was awesome.
I had a lot of fun with those. So I think we're just going to wrap
up. Plus,
I think
we're $5,000 richer.
Yeah, we're $5,000 richer, or at least $2,500 richer. So
for the next five days.
For friendship. Yep. I think we'll wrap it up right there, guys. Appreciate you listening. We're going to do. Tomorrow maybe touch and go. We'll see how we'll see how it goes. If not, we'll do a recap on the PNC on Sunday, and just have a good time recapping, watching Tiger and Charlie and the dailies and the Cordas and all of them having a lot of fun. So it's a great tournament. So
keep the YouTube comments coming. We appreciate those.
Absolutely, keep them coming.
Those are
let
awesome.
Us know what you let us know how you would what you would pick in the scenarios. And if you really love soccer, I'm sorry, we apologize. We love
it. No, we don't. We're taking that penalty shot every 10 times out of 10.
It's not hard. All right. Y'all have a great...
It's an easy sport, that soccer.
Yeah. Y'all have a great rest of the week, and we will talk again soon. It's episode 251 of the Dad Bod Golf Pod, and we're always taking the penalty shot.
Stroking.